Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. It's amazing. Every Wednesday we say the same thing because it does not change. Like God, he does not change. Amen. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministries. We're here every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And sometimes we do we do venture into the 8:30, the word gets just so, we get so entangled in the word that we go on to 8:30. So we have done that a time or two, but we do thank you for participating in this Blog Talk Radio. Of course, for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, we thank you for tuning in. We are an interactive Bible study. Amen? We're interactive. What does that mean? That means that we are looking forward to interact with the body of Christ so that we can share word. Somebody that may be listening may be blessed by what you may say. Amen? So that's the beauty of it all. So, again, we are an interactive Bible study. This evening, we have Elder Rose from out of Atlanta, Georgia. And her title of her scripture is Just Do It. And she's coming from Jeremiah 1, 5 through 10. You got that? Jeremiah 1, 5 through 10. We do thank her each and every time she comes, and she always has a blessing for us. So we're always looking forward for her to come and share what God has laid on her heart. Right now we're going to turn it on over to her for time's sake, because time does go so fast when you're enjoying or feeding on the word of God. Amen. Elder Rose, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Can you
hear your voice? We are anxious to hear. We are anxious to hear what God is saying, is going to say to us, speak to us through you. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Now, is it difficult hearing me, or do I need to turn the mics down, or what?
I can hear you really good.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you're coming in extremely clear on our end. And
okay.
For the sake of time, Elder Rose, we're going to turn it on over to you, and we're going to be all ears, and we're looking to be blessed. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Well,
praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody in Radio
Amen.
Land. Tonight we're going to a familiar passage of Scripture. As the elder spoke it, we're going to Jeremiah 1, verses 5 through 10. Jeremiah, once again, chapter 1, verses from 5 through 10. And it reads as follows. Before I knew you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am a youth, for you should go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. And the word of God is blessed. Amen.
Amen.
And before I get started, I just want you to do something for me tonight. Tonight, I just want you to touch yourself and say, self,
so?
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just
do it.
Just
touch
do
yourself and say, just do it.
Just
now,
just
clap those
do
hands
it.
Wherever you are and give God praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap
Amen.
Those hands wherever you are and give God a praise.
Yes.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. Listen tonight. I'm excited about this word on tonight, as you can see, because when the Holy Spirit was giving me this word, I was getting bubbly in my spirit, and as he was speaking, I was getting excited, hallelujah, and blessed. So I know tonight, definitely, you will be blessed on tonight after we finish this subject lesson on tonight. So tonight,
Amen.
Our subject lesson, once again, is just do it. Just a simple, simple thing. Just do it. Amen.
Amen.
Before
Amen.
I get into the text, I would like to give you a brief history of Jeremiah. Just a brief because of time. It says, he was the son of Elikai, a priest, a preacher's kid. In other words, he was a pastor's kid. Jeremiah the prophet I'm talking about tonight. Amen?
Amen.
He was a heartbroken prophet with a heartbreaking message. Jeremiah labored for more than 40 years proclaiming a message of doom to the stiff-necked people of Judah. Hallelujah. In other words, when God gave Jeremiah a prophecy, he always brought destruction, a prophecy of destruction to the people, doom to the people, warnings to the people. Amen. So, and I began to wonder why he was such heartbroken and a weeping prophet, because his assignment was rough. That's a rough assignment when you have to go and give somebody some bad news, what God said, or some doom message from the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But through all of that, his sermons and signs, he was so faithfully declaring that surrendering to God's will is the only way to escape calamity in your life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so as we look at the text, verse 5, I'm a person, since it's an inter-Bible study, I go through each scripture that I'm talking about, and if you have something to say, you can always jump in and say what you have to say, or if you want to piggyback off what I say, it's fine with me, because this is an interacting Bible study, like the elder said, and I love to hear from people. Amen. So if you're out there in radio land, don't be afraid. Just come on and say what God has said in your heart, or you have a testimony, or you have something to say about what I said. Come on and join the Bible study. Amen.
Yes.
I'm not offended by it. So come on. Amen. And the Bible says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I'm going to stop right there, because when I look at that particular scripture, I realize, amen, that God first was a thought to God before we were formed in our mother's womb. Amen? In other words, before your mommy and your daddy got together, you was a thought in the mind of God. Amen? And when we become a thought in the mind of God, manifestation has to come to pass.
Ah, that's good.
Amen? So in other words, if God is have you on his mind and he has something for you to do, believe it, it's going to come to pass. That's the manifestation.
That's
amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I have scripture to back it up. If you go to the book of Genesis 1 and 3, it says, then God said, let there be light, and there was light. God thought of light, and the manifestation of the light came to pass. Amen. Any questions before I move on?
I like that.
Amen. So we were a thought before God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And so as we go on, as we were a thought in the mind of God, two things happen, because we go to the next scripture. Let me get back to it. The next scripture said, before you were born, I sanctified you, I ordained you a prophet to the nation. Amen. And before you, as you was a thought in the mind of God, two things happened while you was in the womb. You were getting nurtured naturally through your mom.
Amen.
That means that your mom was feeding you. You was taking her prenatal care so that you could be nurtured in the womb. Amen? And then the second was a spiritual nurturing. Hallelujah. God was giving you the characteristics of him. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was getting you ready for the work that he has for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
He was preparing you as you was in your mama's womb. Because the scripture says, before you were born, I sanctified you. In other words, he set you apart. Hallelujah. He set you apart for a special use. Amen.
Amen.
But I want to go back to that, stating that the spiritual nurturing part, when I said that God was getting us ready for his work to do, I also realized that that's important, that when you, when the mind of God is on, when the mind of God is in his mind on you, you must realize that once the mind of God is on his mind of you, realize that whatever he said, it shall come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going ahead of myself. Hallelujah. Just realize that if God has you on his mind and he has something for you to do,
mm-hmm.
believe it, it's going to come to pass. When you think mm-hmm. about all those promises that God has said that he's going to do for you, you can mm-hmm. take that to the bank and know that it is going to come to pass. That's
Amen.
That manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
The promise is a manifestation. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Any questions as I move on? Hallelujah.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. See, God is thinking about you. When you think that God is not thinking about you, he's always thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
His mind is always on you. You're never alone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're ever feeling alone and feeling that God is not with you, he's always there. Your mind, you are always on God's mind. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that today. Don't let the devil steal that from you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
And so as the Bible says, before you were born, I sanctified you. In other words, he set you apart. He set you apart for a special use.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He had ordained mm-hmm. you. He has consecrated you for service. And he has appointed you to do his work and to speak
Amen.
His word. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And seeing that, you know what, by God doing that, that even shows that he trusts you enough with his word.
Mm-hmm.
When he ordained you and he set you apart and he calls you, he sanctifies you. Because you got to be holy when you come before God and before
mm-hmm.
God's people. Mm-hmm. Amen. Any questions as
Amen.
I go on?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You set apart for a special use. See, God has chosen you to do his work.
Mm-hmm.
God has chosen you to do kingdom building.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
mm-hmm.
we are designed to do. Hallelujah. When he set us apart. Hallelujah. We got to be a clean vessel before God. See, God got to take out all those things that's not like him out of you
mm-hmm.
to be a good vessel
mm-hmm.
for him. And that's why he has to set you apart. Sometimes when you wonder why I'm not, you know, I'm not with my friends no more, or God took me away from them, because he's setting you apart, because you have assignment to do. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
There's assignment on your life. And you and those people cannot go with you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So he set you
mm-hmm.
apart.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get angry because he set you apart, but he's doing something. He's
mm-hmm.
taking you
mm-hmm.
somewhere. Amen? Any
Amen.
Questions?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Question? Amen. And so we move on to this sixth verse. It says, "Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth." Amen. I want to stop
mm-hmm.
right here and say, you know, when I read this scripture as well, I was thinking maybe Jeremiah was thinking that he couldn't do the job.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why he said, you know, I can't speak because I'm a youth. Nobody's not going to hear me. But God. Somebody say, but God.
But God. But God.
He knows what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he created you. He knows you more than you know yourself. If God says to go out and preach or to minister to someone, you do that because he knows that you can do it. You have the capabilities to do it. In other words,
Amen.
You know, he equipped you. You got everything in you. That's the thing I was talking about in the beginning, that you get that spiritual nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He had put all that in you while you was being formed. Oh, come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
In your mother's womb. He was forming you. He was putting these things in you for the work that he has for you. So he knows that you can do it. But see, we got to get behind, get away from ourselves, our flesh, and say, devil, you're a lie. I'm going to do what God say do. Amen. And sometimes that's how the devil do. He stops you. He wants to stop you. He put things, he put distractions in your way so that you cannot minister to people, so that you can't do what God said do. But I come to let you know the devil is a liar. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Any questions? Hallelujah. So I say tonight, just do it. Just do it. God is equipping you. He's giving everything you need. Just do it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It's time anyway. When you look at the times that we're living in now, somebody got to do it. We got to step up to the plate.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Any questions?
You know, I'm just thinking, hello, Elder. I'm just thinking that even though, and the flip side of this is too, that even though God has formed us and he knew us in our mother's womb, those that even come out of the mother's womb, and God has already predestined you to be that prophet, to be that one with that mission and with that ministry on your life, and you stray. You know, some people don't even come into it full effect right then and there. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because there's no time in God. So even if that young man or that young woman has gone over into their own plate, into their own way of thinking or doing, God is still going to pull them in, because the assignment that they have, just like our fingerprints are different, is only for them to do and reach.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say that.
Mm-hmm.
If that was clear enough with my froggy self.
Amen.
Amen.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. And so, and as we still talking about the scripture, verse 6, you know, after all that, after God has ordained you and licensed you, there should be no more excuses.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If he's put this in you and you know your assignment, because some of us may not know our assignment, and those that you do not know your assignment, go ask the Lord, consult the Lord, and say, Lord, what is my assignment? What am I supposed to be doing? Because sometimes we don't know, but you can ask God. And once he gives it to you, then there's no excuse of you going out on the corner, feeding the hungry, because there's a lot of people out there on the street that needs to be fed.
Amen.
No excuse to go out there to the hospitals and minister to the people in the hospital. Because, you know, when you're in the hospital, it gets lonely.
Mm-hmm.
When you're sick and you got that and you have that sickness in you, sometimes it's lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Go into the jailhouse as they locked up. Their mind is locked up.
Mm-hmm.
They're in prison walls.
Mm-hmm.
If that ministry is for you, you need to go do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just go to the nursing home. I used to work in a nursing home, the VA hospital, and I used to see how these patients were. They were down. And I would sit, and I would pray inwardly, because you know you can't pray sometimes in your place of work, but I will pray inwardly for them, because they were down and no family will come see them. They will be there just left alone. Hallelujah. But I will pray for them inwardly and ask God to give them strength, because there's no family there. But so if that's your ministry, that's what you need to be doing. Hallelujah. So there's no excuses. Hallelujah. And as I'm speaking this word unto you tonight, now you know. Now it's for you to get up and just do it. Come on now.
Amen.
Amen.
Just do
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Elder.
Any questions?
You know, I just, I just like to, there are a number of out-of-state numbers that I'm looking at, and your mics are open whenever you choose to speak. Just speak. You don't have to push one. Your mics are open. But I wanted to comment on that. Sometimes people have, they lack self-confidence, a feeling that they are incapable or inadequate of doing whatever that God has assigned them to do. And I just think of that, you know, that lack of self-confidence that prevents people from doing what you say that they should be doing. You know, but the bottom line is when God has assigned you something, guaranteed he will provide you all the necessary tools, everything that you need in order to make sure that it's fulfilled. So that lack of self-confidence, it could be one or the other. It could be we're preventing that from self-confidence, or it's an excuse. As you said, it's an excuse. And there are a lot of excuses of why we cannot do what God has appointed, especially if he's speaking to our hearts, you know?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes. We make so much excuses. Oh, I don't have time. I got to do this. I got to take my daughter here. I got to take my son here. I got to do this. I got to do that. But what about the time with God? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
That he set for you to go ahead and do. What if God made excuse and not gave you breath?
Wow, yep.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't give you the ability to go walk to your job or ability to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
See, I look at those things. And when I look at those things, that puts me on my feet to say, yes, God, I'm going. And Lord, forgive me.
Yes.
If I have any excuses of why I didn't go, Lord, forgive me.
Amen.
I'm quick to say, Lord, forgive me, because when I think about if he gave an excuse not to give me breath, hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. I tell you, I'm excited
Elder,
you tonight.
You can't tell her. You know, Elder, you can't. Some people will tell you they don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, you know. So some folks will come out and tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going ahead of me, but go ahead.
Oh.
Going ahead of me, brother. Well, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I'll answer that question after I finish this little part I got. So I'll answer that question. I'll come back to that question. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. So I'm going back to verse 6. It says, "Oh Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I am the youth." But look at here, guys. Not just you only had excuses. If you go to the book of Exodus 4 and 10, Moses, it reads as follows. Then Moses said, Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow to speech and slow to tongue. If that's not an excuse, what it is? Hallelujah. How do you... Go ahead. Question? Amen. Even though you have slow speech, you can't speak eloquently.
Mm-hmm.
If God gave it to you, he's going to allow you to get that word out clearly for somebody to understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That's no excuse either.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
No excuse. Amen. So he equips you. He gives you everything that you need. He will speak for you. You're just a vessel, so.
Amen.
Come on now. He'll speak through you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. I'm hoping you guys get it tonight. Hallelujah. Because it's important. This is a very important message. I believe it really is. Just do it. Hallelujah, because God needs the voices. God needs you to go out and tell and compel men and women back to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
right.
Because we're dealing with lost souls. There's a lot of lost souls out there
that need
to hear the Lord, hear what God has to say. Jesus loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He will bring you out.
Mm-hmm.
My mother used to say, he'll make a way out of no way for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, I'm excited. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited tonight.
Yeah, it's good.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And so as we move on to the verse 7, it says, do not say I'm a youth, for you should go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you shall speak. Here you go, brother. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord.
That's good.
Amen. Mm-hmm. See, when I look at this particular text, it says, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. See, God already gave it to you. All you got to do is speak it. Amen. Mm-hmm. And you have to trust what God is saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you trust what God is saying to you and obey his word, you don't have to worry about if nobody wants to receive it or not.
Yeah, that's good.
He said, don't look at their faces.
That's good.
They stiff-neck. We got stiff-neck people out there. We got people that don't like you because of who you are in God.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of what it looks like, in spite of what they look like to you, you still got to speak the word because guess what? God got your back.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. He's not going to allow nothing harm to happen to you. So no matter how strange they look, Brother Nate, as you were just saying how, you know, they don't want to receive it, but you still got to speak it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And dust your feet right off.
Mm-hmm.
It says in the word, I'm paraphrasing, when you speak a word, he said, you know, when you leave that city, he was telling his disciples, to dust your feet off and keep it moving.
Yes, amen.
You got to speak God's word. Because he said in his word, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. And when God commands you, you better do it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Any questions?
It's in Matthew chapter 10, verse 14, where it tells you if they don't want to receive what you have spoken, then shake the dust off your feet. It's in Matthew chapter 10.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So don't be afraid, because God got your back.
Yeah.
Amen. Any questions?
Amen.
Amen. And to obey his word. And see, I see that sometimes we have problems as people of God to obey. We have a problem obeying what God says. Mm-hmm. We don't like to obey and listen to what God says. We like to do our own thing. Mm-hmm. Any questions on that? Anybody have a comment about that? I'd love to hear from y'all.
So we have 757-631-706-252-917-216. We have a lot of numbers out there. They're probably just being said, but we do thank you for tuning in. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we being as children of God, I think in terms of children of God, I kind of use the analysis of we encouraging our children to do something that they may be afraid of. Do we tell them our child to not do it because they're afraid, or do we encourage them to overcome their fear and to try it? And when I think about that, I think about us as men and women of God, and God has already placed his word. He's encouraging us that in spite of what it feels like or what we are afraid of, that we should continue on just to do it, to go forth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good message. I'm enjoying it. I really am.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And so when you trust in God, you allow God to open you up, you allow God to take you places where he needs you to go. When you trust God, you relying on God. You know, you saying, Lord, here I am. And that's what God wants us to trust him in everything that we do, and everything that we do in our lives is to trust him. Rely on him. Mm-hmm. Depend on him. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You know, as you walk in his walk, depend on him. That's all you got to do, depend on him, rely on him.
Mm-hmm.
Believe that God is going to take you through it, Believe that God is going to heal you through it. He's
yes.
going to deliver you through it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Trust
Amen.
Him. Hallelujah. He's looking for mm-hmm. us to trust him.
Amen.
It's like he's sitting right on the throne waiting for us to call him. Hallelujah. Call on him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And obey him.
Mm-hmm.
Obey his word. He puts these things, the commandments, rules and regulations, if I may say, in the word of God, not just
mm-hmm.
to do it. He did it so that we can obey
mm-hmm.
and to save your life.
Yeah,
by obeying God's word.
Saves our
life. Save your
mm-hmm.
life.
Save our life.
Because mm-hmm. if we
like
be
it.
Disobedient
yeah,
to God.
Yeah, me too. That's good.
If you be disobedient to God,
mm-hmm.
here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're going
right.
down the wrong path. And it's going to lead you to hell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Amen? So it's
mm-hmm.
important to obey God. Obey his word. It's just like you have to obey your mother and father. Obey your father, your heavenly father.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. My mom and my dad is gone, but I got a heavenly father that I go to every day.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And pray to every day. Give me strength. Because my mother and my natural dad and natural mom is not here. But I go to my heavenly father. I call my father, my heavenly father, daddy.
Yeah.
Yes, daddy.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
That's my daddy. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Y'all got to get excited about this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So,
hello.
The Bible, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I make a comment?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to say that I'm enjoying this from Elder Rose. This is her sister Heidi. I'm so enjoying this word. This was so timely, and this just all of the nuggets that you're giving on this obedience and just doing it just in my own personal life. This was a rhema word for me for this week.
Amen.
And I thank you for allowing God to use you to speak this word. And I wanted to piggyback on something you said just about relying and depending and trusting on God. You know, so many times we are afraid, and even in my own life, having that, wanting to step out, but having that fear and remembering that we have to rely and trust in God. And one scripture that tells us, 2 Timothy 1:9, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according
Amen.
To our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. And that's one of my favorite, because when I get in those moments of fear, I remember it's not me. It's not me, but
mm-hmm.
I'm relying on the purpose and the grace that he gave me through Christ Jesus before the world began. But I just wanted to share
mm-hmm.
that, and I'm so enjoying this. This is so
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
So good.
Amen.
God
Praise
bless.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Any others before I move on?
Hello, Elder Rose.
Yes. Praise
Hi.
God.
Hi, Sister Sheila, Cousin Sheila.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
The first time I'm tuning in to your broadcast.
Uh-huh.
Praise God, it's very enlightening.
Uh-huh.
Now I want to offer my support, and God is good.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
I can do all things from the book of Philippians. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Through our daily trials and
yeah.
tribulations and challenges that we face.
Mm-hmm.
So God also hasn't given us that spirit of fear, but the spirit of love and of power.
Yeah.
Might,
that's right.
Amen.
And I just praise God for the word that you're delivering tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that it goes forth past New York, past the United States, and touch many.
Amen.
All right.
That's all right. Yes.
That's all right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
But God is so good, and so good to hear. You know, so good to hear how God is blessing you.
Mm-hmm.
See how he has brought you to that place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. That's
Amen.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Somebody else?
Hello?
Yes.
Brother.
Hello.
Brother Wilson. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Brother Wilson. I just want to say that Pastor, I am enjoying your radio podcast. Again, this is the first time I'm doing it myself. And everything you said thus far is so enlightening. And people need to adhere to the word in which you are delivering, because the word is what we have. That's what's going to save you.
Amen.
I really, really appreciate inviting me and giving me this phone number. And I'm going to be listening every second Wednesday.
All right.
And we'll be sending this message out to other people.
All right.
As well. And again, congratulations to you. And keep up the good work. And keep on. And keep your hands in the master's hands.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
God.
Praise God. That is a blessing. Yes. And as I was picking back with Sister Sheila, she was talking about Philippians, where we can do all things through Christ Jesus strengthen us.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We could do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. He strengthens us to get up in the morning. He strengthens us to get to what we need to do for him.
Amen.
All you got to do is say, Lord, give me strength today. You know, sometimes I always say, when I get up, Lord, what you want me to do today? Who you want me to speak to today? And God, send that person through my path that I may minister to them.
Mm-hmm.
And God, give me that strength. Give me that ability today to do that. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. That's something that, you know, should be said in the mornings when you get up in the morning.
Amen.
You know, Lord, send somebody to come my way that I'd be able to minister to or speak a word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And
amen,
so,
amen.
Amen. And so we go, as we move forward, it says, God commanded Jeremiah to go everywhere he said to go. In other words, God sent him where he needed to go. Hallelujah. And it also says that as people of God, we must never set aside God's mission for us. Why? Because you may be at a place where God is sending you to bring someone out of darkness. So you should never put aside the mission that God has for you. In other words, you shouldn't be saying, okay, all right, God, I'll do it another day. No. If God said do it, you get up that day that he's spoken to you and go. Because if you miss that, you know, you miss a blessing to bless someone else. Amen. So it's important not to miss your mission, what God has for you. Because I always say that the blood is on your hands if you don't go to that person that God has spoken for you to go speak to. The blood is on your hands. They need to hear from you. I realize there's people out there that everybody can't reach, but you could reach them. And when you miss that mark, the blood is on your hand. And I don't want no blood on my hand. Because if God said for me to go, I'm gone. I'm going to minister to that person because I'll be a blessing to that person. That person needs to hear your voice to get them through the day or get their healing, their deliverance. See, you holding up blessings. You holding up other people's blessings when you don't do what God say do. That's real. That's real talk right there. You hold up blessings, other people's blessings, when you don't go do what God say do.
Yes, that's right.
Hallelujah. And I don't want to hold up nobody's blessings. I don't want nobody to hold up my blessings. If God has said, oh, you go speak to Sister Rose, you better do it. I don't want you holding up my blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Any questions as I move forward? And once again, if you don't know your assignment, if you don't know your purpose, you don't know your mission, first of all, you got to get a relationship with God. It always starts with a relationship with God. You got to have an intimate relationship with God. And what I mean by intimate is begin to strip those things that's not of God and come before God and talk with God. Because relationship is just a communication. It's just a dialogue with God. Just talking to God. But you got to get a relationship with God. And once you get that relationship, then you have to study His Word.
Amen, amen.
That means you got to put down Facebook, social media, TV, your telephone,
all right,
and begin to meditate on the Lord.
That's
Let me tell you, I remember a time when I lived in New York and I was in between doing my daycare center. And I can remember the time that I could just be laid before the Lord for hours. And God began to speak unto me. And that's when I realized I was beginning to have an intimate relationship with God. That's the only way it's going to come. And you just get in tune with God. Just sit and meditate on God's word.
Awesome.
Any questions before I move on? So as you're studying and you're meditating on the Lord, digesting that word, it's like you got to eat that word.
Yes.
You got to eat that word. Digest it. You read a scripture, ask the Holy Ghost to give you revelation of it.
Understand.
As you're studying your word. You don't know, get to the whole, ask the Holy Ghost. That's what I do. If I don't understand something, I rely on the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, speak it to me. Tell me what this scripture is saying. And you got to really get deep in it. That's relationship, intimate relationship with God. Hallelujah. Any questions? So to receive this, got to get intimate with God, get a relationship with Him, and begin to study and meditate on His word. And fasting and praying.
Amen.
That's what the word says.
Amen.
Fasting and praying can move a lot of things.
Yes, it can.
Amen.
Fasting and praying. Some of you need to get away from that food. Some of you need to get away from TV and media, you know, Facebook and Twitter. That's one way of fasting, too, not just with food.
Amen.
But you can fast and get away from all that. Just get in the Word. And get in the Word with God.
Amen.
it's time for it. It's time for it because we in the times, y'all. We in the end times. What I see out there, it's time for all what I'm saying to you tonight to do. Because He's soon to come. He is soon to come.
Amen.
You know, I remember as a young girl, my old pastor would say, you know, we heard it when you were young, that your parents always say, God is coming, and He's coming, He's coming, He's coming. But I believe He's coming even more sooner. He's coming more sooner. He's much more closer. Because when you see the light of death. Oh, come on, somebody talk to me out there. You see the death. Young people are dying. When I was young, I always seen old people was dying. Now, young people are dying.
My God.
Hallelujah. So that's important that we have to do this. Just do it. God has equipped you. Everybody has a mission. Everybody has a purpose in life. You're not just here just to be here. You don't know your purpose, you need to get in tune with the Lord and begin to work it. Begin to do it.
Amen.
People are waiting on you. Mm-hmm. People are waiting on you.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Any questions?
Amen. Amen.
People are waiting on you to do. Amen. It also says that must never set aside God's mission because you may be at a point where you are bringing someone out of darkness, as I was saying. Amen. And also in Jeremiah 10:23, I'm going to paraphrase it. It says, when you begin to direct your own steps, your course of life leads you to failure.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. If you begin to direct your own path, and not follow the path of God, failure comes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you wonder why we fail sometimes, because you followed your own way, you didn't obey, you didn't listen to the voice of God. You said, hey, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn God off.
Mm-hmm.
And we go down that path and then we fail, then we wonder why.
Because
you didn't listen. That's why, as I spoke before, how we don't like, some of us don't like to obey.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to listen to the voice of God because it's going to lead you to the right path.
Amen.
Amen.
And we just
it's going to lead you to path. Yes. Go ahead.
I was just saying, we just got to get back on track.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know,
sometimes
and also
we
think
fall
about,
off, right?
Yeah.
You know, Elder, also think about in terms of procrastination. You know, for those that God has spoken to just do it, and they put it off and say, "Well, okay, I'll do it another time. I'll do it tomorrow. Or maybe next week, or maybe in a month, I'll do it." I just think about procrastination that people use, or the enemy places in the spirit. Putting it off until later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And and I'm jumping on you, Brother John, because it's just like Bishop had said about time management, and that's what God does. He's a very timely God, you know. And like you said, if we put off something that God is telling us to do today, then we'll miss it. Miss that opportunity. Not saying that there's not another opportunity down the road, but that particular opportunity doesn't come back around because we never know who we can, like Pastor Rose was saying, who we know that we can bring out of that darkness or
Amen.
Share that word.
Amen.
Yeah, just saying.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
And
so as we move on, I was just saying,
God just he does send people our way.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Have you tried my faithful servants?
Wow. Yes. Right.
Mhm. That's right.
Mhm.
He does send people our way.
Yes, he does.
Mhm.
And when he sends those people our way, that's our time to go and minister, speak a word. We say everything else. Why can't we speak a word to the person?
All right.
We say all kinds of things to other people. Why can't we speak a word of God?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Lord, God is good. God loves you. Be blessed.
Amen.
We use all other foreign language. We use those, but let's use God's language.
All
let's
right.
Let's begin to change our language. Let's
Amen.
Begin to change
Amen.
Our speech.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
there
Holy
you
Ghost.
Go.
Let's
there
begin
you go.
To change our speech,
mm-hmm.
our language, God's language.
Yeah.
It's in you.
Mm-hmm.
God's language is in you. Because as I stated before in the beginning, when he formed you, he put all that in you.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is tap into it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's in you. Just tap into it. Go ahead, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, Rose, that a lot of people are scared to speak out about God because they're afraid of the resistance they get. in the Bible, like it says, God says, let your light shine wherever ye may come, so men may see the good works in you. And if you be ashamed to own me before men, I'm going to be ashamed to own you before the Father. So people speak to other people about God because they don't want the lashing out. They don't want that frustration. They don't want that negativity. So they just have to not say anything. But the light is a light that shines upon you when you are in God's word. And you ain't going to have to say nothing because people are going to start coming to you asking you questions.
That's right.
Amen. That light. And we have to stop being afraid to say, hey, how was church today? Church, I don't know. What you do for the day, Papa, you call me tomorrow.
I'm getting his mic is breaking up on my end.
Yeah, I think his phone.
You're breaking up.
It's breaking up.
That's what I wanted to add into that there.
Amen.
Out about God. Passing out.
Say it again, sir.
I said people are afraid to speak up about God because they don't want the other people to out against them. Even on your job, people don't want to hear you talk about Christ, but you know what? They're going to hear it anyway.
Right. But then you have to be let. Go ahead, sir.
My job is to sit there and they say, yo, who want to work late? I said, I can't work late. I got to go to church. Hey, you always go to church. That's right. Better than church than in a bar somewhere.
Amen.
All day, every day. And that's what I do.
But the key is that you have to be led as well, because when we look in the scripture, it says that God sent him. God sent Jeremiah to speak
to
these stiff-necked people. So you got to be led by the Holy Spirit.
That's good.
To go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have to be sent. Mm-hmm.
Got to be led.
That's good.
And the way you be led is by listening to the voice of God. Once again, it goes back to a relationship. An intimate relationship, so you can hear His voice, knowing that it is the Lord and not the devil, because the devil can speak to you too now.
All right.
But if you have a relationship and an intimate relationship with God, you would know the voice. So you have to be led. Any questions?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so as we move on to verse 8, it says, do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. So in other words, you know, don't be fear where he's taking you. Don't be fearful of where he's taking you. Because remember, he got your back. Believe that. He got your back. Because wherever he sent you, because he knows beforehand anyway. He knows beforehand where he's going to send you. He knows the atmosphere. He already knows. Mm-hmm. It's already set up.
All right.
It's already set up 90, for you. Yes, sir?
We're looking at 90 seconds. We have 90 seconds that we have left on the time, just so that you can be cognizant of this.
Okay, 90
seconds?
Amen.
Yes.
So. Okay, so it says, don't fear where he's taking you. And then it also goes to the last two verses. Then the Lord said, put forth his hand, touch my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I put my words in it. So in other words, God has anointed you, ordained you. He has put the words in your mouth. All you have to do is just do it. Amen.
Amen.
Bring those words. Bring down strongholds. Amen.
Amen.
Root out, pull down, destroy, and throw down, and build and plant. That's what we ought to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So tonight, I hope that you were blessed.
Yes.
And just do it.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Just do it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
I'd like to Thank you, God, in prayer. We have 10 seconds left, Elder.
Amen. Lord God, we thank you for this day that you have made, God. We ask, God, that this word that went forth on today was a life-changing message for your people, Lord God, and they begin to just do what you say for them to do.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Good word.
Amen. Elder, we thank you for for the word that God has placed on your heart. You always bless us each and every time that that you are on. We do thank you. We thank all the listeners that tune in. We do have more interaction. We had about 10 or 11 callers, but sometimes others like to just listen and be fed. But we do look for interactive and as well as the speakers. They're looking for you to interact and, you know, just to add on what God has laid on your heart. So please don't, when you call in, please don't hesitate. Your mics are on. All you have to do is share. It's just a mutual conversation talking about the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Remember, we love you, and God loves you most. We thank you once again for tuning in. We look forward to next week, Dr. Palmer, and he is part two of time management. So until next week, God bless you and may he keep you.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
And God loves you most.
All right.
Amen.